without screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The hush money trial of Donald Trump concluding for the day. Trump's former fixer and prosecution key witness, Michael Cohen, returns to the stand on Monday to face further cross-examination. Authorities in Los Angeles are working to curb a recent surge in violence on public transit.
After a series of violent attacks on board LA's metro system of buses and trains, city and county leaders say they'll be surging law enforcement on the transit system. Over 600 uniformed law enforcement work the system every day, plus 200 transit security guards. The hope is to increase that by 20%. Among other proposals is to upgrade physical barriers for bus drivers so they have protection from attacks. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Justice Department is formally submitting notice to reduce the classification of marijuana to help broaden access to the drug for medical and research purposes. President Biden says it will also reverse longstanding inequities in criminal sentences. This is ABC News. 70 years after the Supreme Court's landmark decision that ended segregation in schools, we are beginning to learn more about the impact of that critical ruling.
It was the segregation policy at the public schools in Topeka, Kansas, that sparked Brown versus Board of Education, the case that struck down separate but equal in public schools. 70 years later in Topeka,
we're all loved equally. It doesn't matter what race you are.
11-year-old Mackenzie Johnstone at Williams Science and Fine Arts Magnet, who says she rarely came across people of color at her old school district, like 7-year-old Jamari Lyons.
It's okay to be black and it's okay to be white. And we can still be friends and neighbors.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
A new ruling on an old battle. An Indiana judge deciding that tacos and burritos are legally sandwiches. It all started when a businessman wanted to open a taco shop in a strip mall, but the mall was designated a sandwich-only zone. He filed suit. The judge ruled that tacos and burritos are Mexican-style sandwiches. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $34.99.
Get in zone.
And what do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone,
AutoZone. Man, I might need some help.
No problem. We have helpful how-tos at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you, our local business. Businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds begin to clear this afternoon, allowing for some sunshine and some low 70s. But as the system kicks on out of here overnight, it'll give way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs in the low 80s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 65.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Friday is National Endangered Species Day, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a $25 rebate for new purchases of endangered resources license plates through December 31st. Vice President Kamala Harris promoting the Biden administration's economic efforts during a stop in Milwaukee, her fourth trip to Wisconsin so far this year. A spokesman for the Republican National Committee says Biden's economic policies are hurting Wisconsin families. Climate change is bringing rising levels for Lake Michigan, and operators of Milwaukee lakefront attractions like the Art Museum, Discovery World, and Summerfest are working to protect the properties. That includes a new flood mitigation project at the War Memorial Center that's costing Milwaukee County taxpayers more than $600,000. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse. Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, Durand and SFB, Security Financial Bank. Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. As food trucks become more common, the city of Mondovi is looking at a possible new ordinance and licensing. During this week's council meeting, City Administrator Locken told members that the current licensing system is not adequate. She also told members that food trucks need to be located only on private property. Council members were concerned about how a new ordinance would affect other nonprofits that sell food during events. The council directed Administrator Locken to explore possible ordinances that could be adapted for the city of Mondovi. A man arrested in Trempealeau County in December for possession of child pornography has been arrested again. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, authorities searched the home of 23-year-old Clayton Solberg May 7th after receiving a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Solberg was arrested for violations of possession of child pornography and bail jumping. He's currently being held at the Trempealeau County Jail. Officers from across western Wisconsin gathered yesterday to remember those colleagues who gave their all in the line of duty. The names of 53 officers who died while serving since 1881 were read during the annual Northwest Regional Law Enforcement Memorial Services at Florian Gardens. Three new names were added since last year's ceremony: Chautauqua Police Officer Emily Breidenbach, Cameron Police Officer Hunter Scheel, and St. Croix County Deputy Katie Lessing. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will accept applications for their Shooting Range Grant Program. Facilities across the state that offer public hours, including privately owned ranges, can make requests for funding now through July 15th. Previous projects that were awarded grants include renovations to or construction of backstops, shooting benches, indoor ranges, and restrooms. Those who received grants before can still apply. Additional details are posted at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has unveiled a $6 million grant initiative aimed at bolstering child care accessibility in Minnesota. The funds, distributed through the Department of Employment and Economic Development, will support 21 community organizations in expanding child care services. The investment is anticipated to create over 2,200 additional child care slots, addressing the growing demand for child care facilities in both urban and rural areas of Minnesota. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Parents in the Durand, Arkansas School District will not see an increase for school breakfast and lunches next year. During last night's school board meeting, the board voted to keep breakfast and lunch prices the same for the 2024-25 school year. Currently, elementary students pay $1.50 for breakfast and $1.75 for lunch, while middle high school students pay $2.05 for breakfast and $2.40 for lunch. The former Prevea Clinic in Mondovi has been purchased. Amplify Health has announced it will purchase the clinic as that health care group expands. In a statement from Amplify Health, that's the new name of the care provider following the merger of Bellin Health and Gunderson Health System, said that the next step in Amplify Health's is exploration of opportunities in and around the Chippewa Valley. The company is in the process of staffing and equipping the building. It's hoped that the clinic will open sometime in summer. One person is dead after a single vehicle accident in the town of Summer on Tuesday night. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, deputies received a crash alert from a cell phone in the area of Highway B near Myrie Road. When deputies arrived on scene, they found the lone occupant of the vehicle deceased. The cause of that accident remains under investigation. Authorities in Jackson County say an Onalaska man has been charged with reckless homicide in the overdose death of a man in the town of Albion this month. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department said they answered a call about an unresponsive man at a home on May 8th. The man was later pronounced dead from a drug overdose. An investigation concluded that 33-year-old Aspen Kalena of Onalaska had delivered drugs to the dead man. Kalena is currently in the Jackson County Jail awaiting a bond hearing. A new report shows Wisconsin is one of 11 U.S. states where child care can cost more than twice as much as rent. According to data released by the Child Care Aware of America, the average cost of placing two children into a center-based daycare here in the Badger State is nearly $25,000 a year, as compared to just over $19,000 annually for the average housing costs. A Wisconsin couple at the median income level of about $121,000 per year can expect to spend over 11% of their earning to place an infant into a care center, that according to the report. For a single parent making the median $37,000 a year, that's more than 36% of their income. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The NFL draft is officially in Green Bay's hands now. The league handed off the draft on Tuesday. That included a couple of videos from Michigan's governor to Wisconsin's governor. There was also a ferry ride and a group of cyclists who are making their way from Detroit to Green Bay. Green Bay officially started its draft countdown clock at 7 p.m. Tuesday night. The draft is scheduled for next April 24th through the 26th at Lambeau Field. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Championship weekend returns to Phoenix. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
NASCAR Championship Weekend is returning to Phoenix Raceway in 2025, the sanctioning body announced today. The one-mile paved oval in Avondale, Arizona has hosted the finals, which crowned a champion in each of the sport's top three national series since 2020. Championship Weekend will feature the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series title event on Friday, October 31st, followed by the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship Saturday, November 1st. The weekend wraps with the NASCAR Cup Series crowning their 2025 champion on Sunday the 2nd. Phoenix Raceway has been hosting NASCAR Cup Series events since 1988. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council. It's better
over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. It's better over. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details.
Xander Schauffele put up the early number to beat at the PGA Championship on day one in Louisville today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. He fired a bogey-free round, 9 under par 62, to jump to the front of the pack. World number one Scottie Scheffler is teeing off this afternoon. ESPN's Adam Schefter says the Packers are unlikely to extend their star quarterback anytime soon. He said Jordan Love and the Packers are not anywhere close to a deal. Love is entering the final year of his rookie contract. Brewers off today following their 10-2 win over the Pirates yesterday. The Crew took 2 of 3 in the series and will open a 3-game series in Houston tomorrow night. The Midwest League tonight, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers shoot for their 5th straight win. They'll host rival Beloit. The NBA playoffs continue tonight with defending champion Denver looking to clinch a spot in the Western Conference Finals when they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 6 in the Twin Cities. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Diving into tournament play as spring sports seasons wind down and move to the postseason. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It will be an absolute sprint to the finish as we wrap up spring sports seasons over the coming weeks with multiple postseason events nearly every day and championships most weekends. Up first is the start of the softball playoffs this week with opening regional action beginning Thursday. Things really heat up next Tuesday for softball when Division I will also get into the action. Track and field regional meets will be held next Monday with sectionals next Thursday. Next week also begins boys tennis and boys golf postseason play. Earlier this week, we got the release of the baseball playoff brackets as postseason begins on the diamond next Thursday. In the most recent baseball coaches poll, Mosinee moves to the top of the Division II rankings, while Sun Prairie East, Lake Country Lutheran, and Johnson Creek are again the top-ranked teams in their respective divisions. We're getting down to the end of the inaugural boys and girls lacrosse campaigns. The WIAA announced the playoff seeds and brackets over the weekend as the tournament gets started next Thursday for girls and next Friday for boys. There are just 2 sectionals for each, with Wanakee and Nina grabbing the #1 seeds on the boys' side, while the top seeds in girls lacrosse went to University School and Kettle-Moraine Badger. Good luck to all the spring sports athletes as they move into postseason play. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says the shallow rock piles are loaded with walleyes right now, and they're biting. I can tell you what he's doing to catch those fish, but first,
unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk has been guiding on the lakes in the upper Midwest for many, many years, over 40 years actually, and he is a master at targeting shallow rock piles this time of year that are loaded with walleyes. He said you want a little wind, you want a little walleye chop. He says you can anchor your boat so that you can cast up to those rock piles and you can drift a slip bobber right over the top of that rock, and those walleyes that are hanging over the tops and around the sides of those rock piles will come up there and they'll crush that leech that you're presenting to them on a small jig. And I mean a fairly tiny jig. Kuduk uses 1/16 ounce jigs, then he tips them with panfish leeches. He said you can catch huge walleyes on a slip bobber rig, even using them smaller leeches. And he says this time of year, the walleyes prefer that smaller profile. And you want to make sure you have your drag set lightly on that reel. So shallow rock piles anchor up with a little wind and use very small jigs on a slip bobber. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-785-1155. That's 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds begin to clear this afternoon, allowing for some sunshine and some low 70s. But as the system kicks on out of here overnight, it'll give way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs in the low 80s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 65.
Good afternoon. It is time for the channel final bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, and we are being joined today by Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. And we're going to recap the day's markets here on a Thursday. Kind of mixed, mostly lower in the grains. Wheat, Kansas City, down a penny or two. Soybeans were back and forth. Old crop was slightly higher. New crop, just a couple of pennies down. And we did end down about a nickel on the corn. Maybe we should talk about that big milestone, not so much in the grains, but in the financials. The Dow Jones Industrials spending time above 40,000. How big of a milestone is that in your mind?
You know, Chad, and it's good to be with you, by the way, again. I think it doesn't mean much in terms of by itself, but I do think you can put together and string together some short-term macro factors that are adding a lot more support to an overall risk on rally, with commodities joining this rally as of late last month, mid last month. And it really calls into question whether they're really done rallying in terms of the commodities in general and the agriculture commodities, especially since they're coming to the party a little bit late. Two things in particular, when you talk about that new high in the Dow Jones, we saw that in the actual equity index. S&P futures made a new all-time high as well today as we go on the air, just below 5350 in the S&P 500 futures. That in a large part due to Walmart lifting its full-year sales and profit forecast. That created a record high in the share price of Walmart. Their sales jumped 3.9% in their latest reading and update, and that included volume increases. And so you can kind of talk about the overall market and being stronger, but then you can also dial it down to the raw materials, the commodity side of the equation, with such an important retail consumption-driven market and company like Walmart. And that really dovetails well with the producer prices being higher than thought earlier this week. So raw material, commodity prices help make us understand why the gold has made new all-time highs this year, why the copper is making new all-time highs this week. So I think between all of these things, in the short term, you have this risk-on environment, and then you throw on top of that the world wheat corn supply shrinking so dramatically and meeting my expectations on last week's WASDE report. We now have both wheat and corn world stocks-to-use ratios at near 10-year lows. We had that already in the wheat, and now corn has joined it with that substantial reduction in South America, and specifically the Argentine supplies. And I think we could see more coming out of Brazil. So last thing I'll throw out here in the short term that I think gives us more upside than downside, as long as we don't see anything substantial coming from China in terms of the frictions that we have trade-wise, is we're behind 39% in corn planting in Illinois as of Monday, 24% behind last year in Iowa.
All right. Now, just as long as we're talking about this, since it is a milestone with, you know, gold and copper being up and, you know, the Dow over 40K, and you said other indices are up as well. What does that do for the interest rate discussion? You know, because we're higher interest rates trying to cool the economy, but there are things here that say the economy is, you know, trying to move up. How does that play into that conversation?
Yeah, excellent question, because there's two big things that we have to watch for now as we see the consumer prices not increasing as sharply. That takes the pressure off the Federal Reserve to have to try and cool the economy. There's also been some labor data out there that has suggested that we're starting to taper off. And I guess the point being, Chad, to that really good question is the market is participating more in the idea of a soft landing. Am I participating in that? In the short term, yes, but not in the medium or long term. And what I mean by that is I think the biggest thing going for the commodities right now has been the Chinese stock market turning around. That's now at a nine-month high. The Chinese government is really moving on their property sector to try and heal those issues. But looming out there in the not-too-distant future is our election, is the increased sanctions that we put on, tariffs on EV batteries from China, and several other major features that China's not going to be pleased with. I'm still very concerned that agriculture in particular could have a target on its back as we get closer to the end of this year. And so if someone came up to me off the street and said, I hear you're in commodities, are you buying or selling right now in terms of for your producers? I think this is a leg up potential here the second half of May, especially if the dollar can start to go lower. But I'm going to take that and recommend using that as a way to get floors underneath me, because I am worried about the election year. I am worried about the Chinese and U.S. trade frictions, and us also talking about maybe doing something with Mexico in terms of increasing tariffs as well.
Okay. Well, let's talk about grain specifically, and we'll get into more specifics in the second half. But just, you know, with the time that we have left here in the first half, grain started higher on the day, but then for the most part, except old crop soybeans, were lower at the end. So specifically, what were the grains watching?
Yeah, weekly export sales were probably the number one thing hurting us. Soybeans came in below the lowest trade guess on the Reuters poll, about 30% below the four-week average. Corn, 14% above below the four-week average on export sales. I think the other thing, too, is we've had this Russian bull market in the European wheat market specifically. They're taking a pause on that, waiting for more information. The Russian government came out and said probably only about 1% of their production potential has been hurt. I'm not sure we believe that, but I think it's a situation where the market's saying, okay, between the wheat tour numbers and what we're getting from Russia's government right now, let's not take wheat up anymore and let's wait for more data.
All right, very good. Good to have you on with us again today. Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, is joining us for today's Channel Final Bell. Coming up in the second half of our program, we'll talk more of the commodity specifics. Like you said, we're in the midst of a wheat tour in Kansas. We'll talk about what we're seeing there so far, and then maybe some focus on the rest of the week here as well. So again, stay tuned. We'll have the second half of the Channel Final Bell. It's coming up here in just moments here on the Rural Radio Network.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Again, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, joins us for the second half of our program here. Let's talk about the wheat tour a little bit. Again, we're a couple of days into it now. What do you make of yesterday's results? And then I guess, some of the chatter from today's tour. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think this is the market where we're probably going to see a lot of changes, Chad, because of the issues with the freeze damage and a lot of white wheat heads out there that may or may not be being counted right now. USDA's number for winter wheat yields last week for Kansas was 38 bushels. That's up 8.6 bushels versus last year. I think that's going to be a little bit high, even though the wheat tour numbers match up with that very nicely. The second day tour number in southwest Kansas, what I thought would be probably one of the worst areas of the state, given the clients I work with down there, they came in at 42.4 bushels. I thought it would be less than 40. So I'm in the mindset that these yields are probably going to go down as we get deeper into and closer to the actual harvest, but I'm not sure the trade's going to really price anything differently in at this point until they actually hear yield reports. I think we're going to have to keep our attention almost solely focused upon Europe and what's happening with the Baltic states.
Okay. Just on the other grains, not too bad an ethanol number, so corn grind continues, but NOPA said there was quite a reduction in soybean crush. Just quickly on the other grains, what are you kind of watching here today?
Well, notice that the November beans lost the $12 handle today. This is an important price action that we're dealing with right now because ever since the WASDE report and USDA coming out with that 24-25 U.S. carryover for the soybeans of around 445 million bushels. That's a big number, and yet we really haven't traded that yet, and I think in large part due to the wheat and the corn. So I still see soybeans as the bigger of the potential downside movers. Maybe I'd call it the leader to the downside if wheat and corn decided not to go up another leg.
Let's switch gears and talk about livestock. We haven't done that here for a couple of days. What do you make of cattle? We've had a couple of days of positive moves here. As you look at live cattle and feeder cattle, what are the things that stick out there for you, Mike?
You know, the big thing that I see is we continue to go from about $4 premium choice select box beef, now hitting almost $12.50 as of midday today. That suggests pretty strongly to me, especially given we're in mid-May and we're getting ready for the Packers to jump in and get their needs bought for Memorial Day holiday, that the Packers are back in and the demand is good. I have heard as of today that there's a lot of market-ready cattle maybe backed up in certain states, but I have yet to see that really develop or generate itself into a real piece of news that I could really report on right now. I think, by and large, I like the consumer side of the equation. I like the Walmart numbers. I like the new highs in the stock market. I like the fact that the hog market is rallying on the pork cutout. And so with the corn weakening and giving the feeders more upside potential, I think similar to the grains, the cattle market, if we're going to see June fill in the gap between being at 178, 179 versus a cash price of 184, 185, I would think this would be kind of the right time to do it. So I'd be looking for more upside than downside when it came to the cattle markets just because of all these things working together.
Yeah. So what do you think of the frame of market that we're in right now? You know, we've had a few weeks where it's come down to Friday where we see that cash business take place. You got cutouts, again, right around that $300 mark. You could paint a picture either way that it's a buyer's or a seller's market, depending on what you're looking at, huh?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent and well-said point. I think that what it boils down to is that if the cutout's going up and we don't see a lot of activity starting early next week, that's going to make me a little bit more nervous, because the retail featuring has been really strong for the beef in most of the grocery stores, the national grocery stores, and with these Walmart numbers today would suggest to me that it is more of a seller's market here. So I'd like to see some good volume. I also noticed today that the Packer margins are really, they're still in the red, but they've really gotten cut in half as far as how deep in the red they're killing in terms of beef. I think they're down to less than $20 in the red. I think it's still a really good price action that we could see from a standpoint of Packers jumping in there.
Just a little bit of time left here, Mike. You know, look me forward. We've got one more day of trading here this week on the grains and the livestock futures. I guess what are kind of the highlights for you for tomorrow to round out the trading week? What should we be watching?
Yeah, I told clients and subscribers that I would be disappointed if we closed lower this week. And I think I made the case on today's final bell why that is, because of the fundamentals. And if I don't see a higher close this week, it would suggest that the trades factored a lot of this in already. I think the key right now, like 2009, what we did, Chad, was we saw the hard red wheat lead us. The second half of May, though, the next move up was really led by the dollar breaking lower. And I think we've got the recipe for that to happen again. And I hope that starts tomorrow and really starts to kick in early next week. So I'm really eager to see how we close out the week and then see Monday's planting progress numbers, because people in Chicago, I think we have a lot more done than what I'm hearing from producers in Illinois and Indiana.
Great comments. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Again, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. A reminder, trading of commodity futures does involve substantial risk of loss. It might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Protests have roiled the European farming community since 2020, as a variety of issues have prompted growers to take to the streets. Last week, protests returned, this time in Warsaw, Poland. I'll have an update on the situation when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit MysticLubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, Lubes.com.
On the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, European farmers have been making headlines with a series of large-scale protests against several components of European regulation and higher costs more broadly. Last week, demonstrators returned to the streets in Warsaw, Poland, as thousands of farmers raised Polish flags in opposition to the European Green Deal, a controversial series of proposals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and tackle climate change. Protesters say the regulations are being written by those who don't understand agriculture and that the rules are pushing their operating costs sharply higher and making farming unsustainable. Polish farmers were joined by other groups in the solidarity movement in Poland, including miners and automotive workers, who are frustrated with the changes being imposed from Brussels, particularly with what they call the, quote, green poison, environmental goals that they say come at the expense of farmers' livelihoods. One retired farmer at Friday's protest said the Green Deal was only good for throwing in the waste bin, as the policies have increased costs for energy, heating, and other ag inputs. But the protest last week had grievances beyond the Green Deal policies, as Polish farmers in particular have grown frustrated with grain imports coming across the border from Ukraine. After that country's invasion by Russia in 2022, Ukrainian farmers looking for a market increasingly hauled grain into Poland to sell, leading to a grain glut and sharply lower prices for Polish growers. Now, the government in Poland has proposed a financial aid plan totaling roughly half a billion U.S. dollars, which would subsidize growers forced to sell at these low prices. But the farmers say the assistance program is a, quote, drop in the bucket compared to the losses they're facing. Poland is a significant player in European agriculture, and the outcome of these protests could have an impact on the global agricultural market as these decisions ripple across the world. I'll have more from Europe when we come back.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The protests in Poland last week and amongst European farmers more broadly could lead to changes in European leadership this year, as parties opposed to the EU's Green Deal have already modified several of the proposals, and those groups also look set to perform well in elections coming this fall. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny and much warmer tomorrow, high to the mid-80s. More sunshine than clouds for the weekend, isolated storms or a shower possible. Highs in the low 80s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 66.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
My daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. This overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He wanted 30 years ago. He's said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, and Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute, I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream, 'cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
I sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85 and got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. For some guys, it's a good time, the half price. Half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band. That's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, a man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Yeah, man made a bar. And sometimes an angel falls too hard, loses more than just a piece of her heart. And she needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. No place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Man made a ball. Yeah, man made a ball.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
The only thing I see ahead is just the heat rising off the road. The rainbows I've been chasing keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles that lay ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
To hurt, it's a broken heart, but the moving home is the hardest part. It comes in waves, the letting go, but the memory fades. Everybody knows, everybody knows. What if I'm trying, but then I close my eyes? Lost in that last goodbye. What if time doesn't do what it's supposed to do? What if I never get over you?
Maybe months go by, maybe years from now, and I meet someone and it's working out.
Lost in that last goodbye.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
If we roll down streets of fire, would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me?